what I want. Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming.
Hey, you wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and we are Teton Sports Talk, here to entertain you, really entertain you. That's what we're trying to do for the next hour. We're going to mix in some music with some of our banter, and the majority of it is us going to be giving you jaded sports takes.
Takes, yes. And the, as the producer says, pop culture, a mix.
There is a mix of pop culture.
Listen to your sister, Massey.
She's a producer.
She's a mom.
And she's a lot of things. She's a lot of titles.
I saw her on Saturday. She was
momming it up at the bowling alley.
Nah, she was having good old time.
Who doesn't?
V&S's, vodka sodas.
Well, she had
extending the babysitter an hour. I was proud of her.
She paid overtime, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, she was like, hey, let's keep the ball rolling. It's not even late in this podcast. Not even late in the podcast.
God, nice pun.
That was... So here's something sports related. So at the bowling alley,
you're actually coming around on bowling as a sport. This is beautiful.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but at the bowling alley, exit the bowling area and go to that basketball shooting game.
The shooting game is more of a sport.
I mean, that is pure entertainment.
It's I love that
50
game.
50 cents.
I love that game.
Yeah, you go and then mano a mano on that thing. It gets kind of intense.
Does that one move?
Yeah, well, so there's three
rounds.
Did
it move?
There's just the regular goal, and then the goal moves side to side at a certain speed on your second round. And if you get to third round, the basketball goal goes really fast side to side.
Oh, it never goes front to back.
No, I don't
think so.
Remember
the ones when I was little that would go front to back, back to front.
Front to back, side to side.
I love those games because even when I was at my peak, in my peak physical prime at 17, I had to lower that damn thing to 7.5 feet outside to dunk on. So, yeah, I always like the arcade basketball sports.
Yeah. Wait, okay. If you...
I love knockout.
Knockout's a good game.
Yeah. Horse.
Horse, also another great shooting
game.
So
stereotypical, but true.
I had something back there we were mentioning.
Bowling as a sport.
Oh, we forgot to introduce ourselves. Sorry. Massey Zeman. I'm the one talking. I'm your host, chair number one.
He's the one that's always talking.
I push all the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm chair one. This is my co-host, Grainer. He's in chair two, just kind of really riding the coattails, I'd say.
Yeah, you're always kind of like tapping your left hand, ready to mute me. But, oh, and it's been two.
Yeah. What? Uh-huh.
And then that was the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Did you record that?
All of it. It was wonderful.
Good. It was about my wife and I. Making love.
Okay. All right. So we're guestless for this first segment in a long time. I feel like we're at least able to get intimate here.
Yeah, I feel like a lot less pressure is on me to perform. Well, you just the Massey coup, the former of sports radio.
Why do you call the Massey coup? You said you want guests. I get guests, and then you get intimidated.
I think there was a little bit behind those guests, a little bit more of a. Maybe we can see if it works out in the long run. And, you know, if Graham's aging, maybe he's, I mean, you know.
Who's
in,
not aging?
In the 1800s, I was one foot in the grave at 33, so.
Day by day.
Yeah.
By day by day.
By day by day. 2 weeks since the national championship, and you have not even mentioned where you want to go on our double date. You just keep dodging the damn question.
I'm
texting you every day about it.
Yeah, well, that's
where
weird.
Where do you want to go?
Well, you send emojis.
Pinky G's or Moe's, because I have half off both places.
Well,
those are your choices.
I can't interpret your
and
emojis.
They also sponsor this network station.
I was talking about this. Every 6 months, there's a giver. No, not Pinky G's or Moe's.
You want to go to a giver? We don't serve food. We have frozen pizzas.
We can't just sell. We're going to hit it big. We got to sell advertising.
Yeah.
Giver at least gets me some gear.
True. I hope you weren't put off by how many exchanges I left the post office with the other day. Because you look like how things go.
You look like an old woman in the grocery store, like going to. You had these like. So let's back up here.
That was the worst day of exchange history for me.
Trainer works at Giver. Mm-hmm. It's a local. How would you describe it?
E-commerce, mostly concentrating in the ski glove industry.
Ski glove. They do some shirts. They do some hats.
Yeah,
rad
stuff.
Do some koozies.
Mm-hmm.
All the essentials. And right now it's return season.
Yes.
Meaning you
return
set all those gloves
exchange.
Out. Return and exchange season.
Yeah, it's like 2+ weeks after Christmas, so it's prime right now.
So Graham and I met at the post office box. Post office. We met or we saw each other.
Is that the first time we ever met?
Well,
the post office.
The post office. You gazed longingly at me.
You wearing
I was like,
that polka dot dress and.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you had a stack of Giver gloves.
3 P.O. box bins worth.
Yeah, and you look like you're about to bust your. Face on the ice.
Oh, and I was walking outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was people like, oh, can I help you with that? Can I help you with that? And you're like, I got it. I'm a man.
I got all this.
I'm 40.
Oh, man. I'm 33. I think I was a little put off. I almost ran the four-way stop, you know, that sort of thing. Mm. Things have changed.
Yeah.
In the past few weeks. It's not Christmas. There's a four-way stop at Cash and Kelly. I don't know who I am anymore.
Was the post office out of sight of your little triangle between your house, Giver,
here we go.
Across the alley?
You call me a hermit?
And then the hockey, there's like this like little triangle. There's 3 stops.
Yeah.
And what Pinky G's? Pinky G's is on your route.
Once
a week.
Pinky G's, Moose Games to cover for sports media reasons. Mm-hmm. Coming here to be a sports media member and going to work, which is...
It's the same point. It's the same...
70, 80... Inches, yeah, away,
yeah, it's really not that far. So you
do the math,
yeah. should we jump into sports?
Oh yeah,
I got a couple. Like, did you see this? Did you hear about this? Did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this? The Koreas, so North and South Korea, the Koreas
mm-hmm.
in the Winter Olympics that are happening in February.
Oh, I forgot.
We're sending people to Seoul. We're gonna have coverage there. They are marching together under one flag in the opening ceremonies.
America is?
No, the Koreas.
Are they kneeling? Are the South Koreans going to kneel? Is it the North Korean flag or is it a mixture? Is it a hybrid flag?
It's a hybrid flag.
Ooh, interesting.
One Korean peninsula in the Korean Games. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
I did not see this. This sounds way out of my true crime sports realm.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds more political. Which is Massey's thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a Korean peninsula.
Yeah, there's a whole...
Is that considered a peninsula up there?
Yeah, there's this whole nuclear threat thing. Trump's not getting along with Kim Jong-un.
I heard about the fat dumpster baby in office threatening on his Twitter, like a child, 20-something-year-old Martavis Bryant, about nuke and stuff, but I didn't hear about this.
So
Winter Olympic stuff.
Yeah, so they're gonna unite the Koreas. It's a feel good story. You know, the last summer games they had in Seoul. You know, did you see this? Did you hear about this? 1988.
Oh, what happened there?
Well, 2 North Korean spies blew up an airliner.
Oh, that's
South
right.
Koreans. So they're like, hey, why don't we just bury the hatchet here?
Yeah,
let's walk together.
Like, yeah, I mean, I'm happy to hear about this, but I just don't think it's going to end well. I feel like one's going to be a firing squad and the other's going to be tied up and blindfolded.
Yeah, know? So how do you think they get along? How do North Koreans and South, the civilians get along? I know the leaders don't.
Mahjong?
Dude, Hillary's trying to kill me, man. I'm dead serious. Like, I've been... To quickly change subjects to get back to the Koreas.
Is this like Sixth Sense, a little girl being poisoned in her bed with soup?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
She doesn't listen to the show, so we're just calling her out. Hillary, maybe murderer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hillary, my fiance, I could have told Hillary I was going to ask her to marry me on this podcast, and she would have still equally surprised her.
Well, you know what? Girls just got, I think, this might be too times up-y. All girls want to be engaged. Maybe that's where she just wanted to end it.
Yeah.
Be engaged forever.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think this is going to go well.
Good. It makes one of us.
I think there's going to be some fireworks, and people are going to say, ooh,
fireworks?
Well, yeah.
Those kind?
Then the Olympics is fireworks.
Nukes?
Ooh, nukes. Now that would
nuke
be
fireworks. Yeah.
That'd be a bad thing, right?
This one flag.
What's it going to look like?
I don't know.
There's going to be a line right down the middle of it?
I guess so.
Yeah, right at a
parallel. Maybe the zigzaggy line? I think the flag would be cool if it's a yin and a yang with Fat Boy's face at the bottom left.
Oh, yeah.
And South Korean, what's a nice thing to put at the top right in the little circle?
I don't know.
Peace sign?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
You don't hear much about South. You mainly hear about North Korea. You don't hear much about South.
No, not at all.
There's some good Korean cartoons on, South Korean cartoons, I understand. That's all I know.
So
did you see this? Did you hear about this?
What was the reason to bring that up? Was the sole purpose to talk politics?
No, it was talk about Winter Olympics
soul,
coming up.
Sole
purpose? I get it.
Okay.
Winter Olympics coming up. Stay tuned, sports fans.
February 8th.
A couple of weeks away.
Yeah, right before my favorite holiday.
Valentine's Day?
No, oh, top five.
Oh, my God. You have the worst holidays.
You were listening to Van Morrison on the way here.
Did you see that the Cavaliers had an anonymous press conference? Anonymous press conference where people talked about the talent on the Cleveland Cavaliers and how they don't have enough talent to compete for a championship this year.
They don't as long as the Warriors are fully healthy. Hell no. That'll be a bloodbath this year.
Yeah, but so my what I got hung up on was
what's the anonymity of it? Like,
that's my thing.
Was it like one of those when you interview somebody and that you like black them out and you don't know who it is? Or was it where they wearing the glasses and the mustache and the nose gag? Like, yeah. And they're like, it's just Ty Lue with that on.
We don't have enough talent. They do that voice.
This
thing.
Is just like, I mean, this is what the Cavs do.
This is LeBron James in a. Like tweeting or something, and they're calling it anonymous. LeBron James is like, I've had two glasses of wine, and I want to talk about my team's not good enough.
No, dude, whole January, bro.
this is also a reoccurring thing.
This is just what this is the way the NBA stays afloat around the All-Star break every year is Cavs drama. Can the Cavs bounce back and still be like the cream of the crop in the East? And yes, they probably will be. But they like, you know, they like the again this year it's recycled garbage.
Yeah,
it's like
I agree.
It's like bringing Roseanne back, the show. It's like just recycled garbage. Like networks that can't come up with new ideas. Like there's a Lethal Weapon TV show.
Oh,
they keep
God.
Doing this bullcrap.
Yeah,
and same thing every year. Raptors, are the Raptors for real? Maybe this time.
No,
the Celtics without Hayward, I don't see them really give. I mean, I could. Yeah, that'll be a better series than last year. Kyrie's better than Isaiah, as we're going to find out more and more throughout the season. And Kyrie might end up being the MVP of the league, but I think that the Cavs will still probably be the best team in the East and compete, quote unquote, lose 4-0 against the Warriors.
I can't wait till Derrick Rose is like reminds everybody that
good point.
He's going to ride in.
Did you see that? Did you hear about that?
I am Derrick Rose. Be like, oh, who? Oh yeah, Derrick Rose.
No, Derrick Rose is like Milton in Office Space. He's in the G League. They just moved him down in the basement, and they're just like, don't tell Derrick, but he's in the G League now. And he's like, but he's still getting the NBA check, and it's like that's fine. Just I don't want to actually like confront him and fire him because I don't know what he's gonna do.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. It's like they have too many specialty people. They need to get rid of some. They're like, this guy shoots threes.
Yeah.
This guy rebounds. Like, why don't you just get some defenders that can dunk?
They're stuck.
Move along.
Exactly. They're stuck in limbo because LeBron's probably leaving. The only thing I've heard about is somehow a Tristan Thompson, Brooklyn Nets pick for DeAndre Benedict, changed my mind, Arnold Jordan from the Clippers coming over.
I didn't follow that.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of names there.
Oh. Oh, when he told Mark Cuban he was coming to Dallas and then Blake Griffin and Chris Paul locked him into a room. Remember that?
Oh, DeAndre Jordan.
That's like
right
when we started doing the show.
Yeah.
Sorry, too many names.
Well, yeah, you put it.
DeAndre Lewis.
Yeah. Okay. I thought. All right. Newsup, did you see this? Did you hear
about Cavs. This? Wait, what was the other thing I was going to say about the Cavs? The Cavs. No. I don't know.
Last one. You ready? Did you see this? Yeah. Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Mm-hmm. Ben McAdoo.
I heard nothing about Ben McAdoo, too.
Browns offensive coordinator. Browns really digging deep here, getting McAdoo. Oh, my God. I love it. I love what the Cleveland Browns are doing.
Tanking again?
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what they're doing. Like, it's like, it's either like one of those things where like, oh, this is a dumpster fire. Wait a minute. Or this just a beautiful bonfire.
It's a brown fire.
It's a brown fire.
Yeah, it's its own thing.
Let's go ahead.
It's a franchise fire. It's a brown fire.
Rake in all the talent we can, but don't pay anything for it. So you get what you pay for. I'm going to get Ben McAdoo, offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Why don't they just make him head coach?
Because they haven't fired what's-his-face yet.
Joshua Jackson, Pacey. Hugh Jackman. I can't keep up.
Nicholas Cage. Pretty sure
Nicholas Sparks. Nicholas Sparks as coach of the Browns. I'd watch that. That'd be a good book.
Yeah.
Be romantic. Like Ben McAdoo pages. Noel Smug Kuyper's draft board, Josh Allen. Going to the Browns, like I told you, inclement weather guy. He's gonna kill it in Cleveland. They've got McAdoo, they've got Josh Gordon, and they're gonna have Josh Allen. Super Bowl,
maybe
the
Josh
Jags
Allen.
The Jags of 2000, not this soon. 19, let's say 19. The Jags of 2019, the Cleveland Browns.
I think Cleveland has a better
Jags
chance of
at Patriots, Browns. I mean, sorry, Browns, Cowboys, 2019 Super Bowl. What do you think? You like it?
That ever happened. Sports fans, when we come back, we're going to talk. That's what we usually do. We're going to talk a little bit about Tom Brady and some other NFL teams, and maybe we'll mention UVA Hoops, number 2 in the country.
Coming up, is Tom Brady's hand ruined? Is it because he's old? Does he have carpal tunnel?
Does he need Cobra blood?
Is this the end? Is Blake Bortles better than Tom Brady? Find out.
Coming up next, Teton Sports Talk, 89.1 KHOL. That was kind of a good like death metal thing I had going on there. Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and Graham Traynor and I are here on Teton Sports Talk, and by I mean Massey Zeman. I got to introduce myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have on the air.
Online.
No, no, on no, the wait. Landline.
On the landline.
The man who handed Mike Mularkey his walking papers, George Andrew Quinn.
How's
Hello
Nashville?
Hello again, friends.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good. I mean, you feel good about, you know, firing a family man such as Mr. Mularkey, Coach Mularkey, formerly?
You feel good about keeping a ginger?
Ooh,
oh, hey. Whoa, we don't know. This 2018 climate, we're not messing with gingers.
We're colorblind.
LGBTQAFG.
You can't get ginger's not allowed anymore?
LGBTQ.
It's 2018.
AIG.
I think that was one of the ballsiest moves of the offseason, and I loved it.
What, keeping Garrett? Thanks, man.
No.
It's prime.
No, that is a laughable excuse for a franchise.
Well,
the Rising Titans are all signs point to Super Bowl in the 18-19 season.
So how did it go down? Mularkey came into the office after losing to the Patriots. All right, no big deal. Everyone loses to the Patriots.
Is it pronounced Locker or Loker? Jake Loker. What's the quarterback's name?
The quarterback's name is Marcus Mariota, and he's probably the hottest young quarterback in the league.
Hotter than Tony Bennett?
Yeah.
No.
Come on, let's be real here.
All right, good.
We're talking about college athletics in both regards.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
So how did he quit? How did Mularkey quit? Before we get too off into a tangent, I don't pay attention to the Titans. Sorry, I do like Derrick Henry. How did that conversation happen? Hey, good playoff win, you're fired.
So what actually happened was his job was essentially on the line the whole season.
So it was Super Bowl or bust.
It was Super Bowl or bust. We barely made the playoffs. We were about to get blown out by KC, came back, won miraculously in the first playoff game. The ownership said that he was secure. He was the coach for the future. He got into it with the GM, who's the old Pats GM, and he tried to keep our offensive coordinator after we got blown out by the Pats, and they said, we're going to clean house, you can stay. And he said, I'm going to keep my guys, and then he was gone.
Your old man's man. Bros before hoes.
So he went down with the ship. He was like,
O's before bros.
Do you think he like had a kind of a sigh of relief after like, no, I'm going to stay with my guys, like, you're fired. He was like, oh, thank God.
And who was
so done with this.
Yeah, who was the ultimatum guy? Was it Bud Double Bird Adams from the grave? Like, what was going on there?
He's dead.
I know, that's what I just said.
R.I.P.
Sure.
Oh, my God. Never stomp in a man's grave. That is a rule here.
Yeah,
never.
That's a little too soon, brother.
What are we, like, on year five of this?
No, it was the G. He got into it with the GM. Robinson. This is all a good thing. We've got the best young roster in the league.
And no
everyone
coach.
That's a consensus opinion.
Consensus.
Consensus. And, you know, we don't assault the other sex. There's some franchises out there that they're just on the way down and we're on the way up.
Without a coach?
Who's your head coach? Who's
Ben McAdoo.
The prospect?
Ben McAdoo, promote him from Browns offensive coordinator after being fired by the Giants. To head coach of the Titans.
That would not
think?
Take that would not take very
I
long
like that.
because in the Cleveland Browns,
I think
anything can happen.
No slicked hair.
The Brown, didn't he?
Yeah, but he could be promoted back to the Titans.
Yeah, that
head coach.
I mean, the Browns, he could be there for 2 days. Who knows?
I think Vrabel is the front runner right now. I was pretty jacked up about McDaniels, but I think he's going to the Colts.
Yeah, I thought that was a done deal. He wanted a quarterback to play. He wanted a quarterback to coach.
Okay, all right. So your hot take is Andrew Luck is going to have a better career from this point than Mariota.
Well, okay, that's
sure.
A good point, Quinn.
I'll
that's
that.
A good point.
I'll eBay bet that.
Because Mariota
eBay
can
eBay it up.
Mariota can throw and catch the ball.
Correct.
And score. Yeah, so he doesn't really need the receivers. There's a good point. Mariota's, you know, he's that good. Throws and catches.
Okay. Fair
Andrew
enough.
Luck is the Derrick Rose of the NFL.
Ooh,
what's wrong with him?
Talking to the mic. Say that take again. I like that. Hold on a second.
White hot.
Do you like that?
White hot take. Yep. Continue.
I mean, tell me what's wrong with him. Tell me why he didn't play a snap this season. That's in the head, man. That's between the ears.
No, I think Jim Drug Addict Irsay was just giving him a hard time for no reason, and Chuck Pagano was on his way out, and it was kind of like, what am I doing going out here trying to get injured? He'll be fine next year.
He'll be fine. It's like a Peyton Manning year off.
McDaniels is a quarterback guru.
So is Jeff Fisher.
I'll bet you that the Titans win more AFC South titles than the Colts do over the next 5 years.
Absolutely. I'll take that.
$50 eBay.
Easy. That's easy.
Andrew Luck versus Marcus Mariota. All right.
$50 eBay. Sure.
If you had to put...
This is an AFC South podcast, right?
I'm on a one game, one eBay bet winning streak against you. I'm gonna keep the dice hot. Go Colts.
Okay.
How about this? Here's a hot under the radar who I don't think should have gotten passed up for the Tennessee Volunteers job. T. Martin coming from USC, offensive coordinator, Tennessee Titans head coach.
I don't know that he's ready for that leap.
That's not very nice.
I just don't think he's ready for that role quite yet.
All right, fair enough. Is it because Darnold didn't have a good year? You blame this on Darnold?
I do not. He's still going to go like 2 overall, isn't he?
To the Titans?
No. I believe you're way higher in the draft than we are.
Way higher? All right.
Way higher.
What are the Cowboys? Okay, you are...
Barely making the playoffs to, like, we made it
to the divisional round of the playoffs. Made it to the divisional round. That is eight teams out of 32. Jerry Jones forgot to fire... I forgot. I already forgot his
Don't
name.
Say the G word, man. You're not riled
That's
up.
That's what I was going for. If they just forgot to fire him.
Yeah.
Why does Jason Garrett still have his job?
I think it is the LGBTQIA.
No, it's not
thing.
Because Jerry Jones rather have a mediocre team that he can control than be a contender and something out of his control.
I've lost control of Massey.
I think that's a fine take right there.
Yeah.
Massey's butthurt about the Saints.
I think, all right, tell me three things you're excited about for the Cowboys.
Dak is the new head of Oikos because Cam Newton was not woke last year with those, I can't believe a woman's talking about routes. So he got booted by Greek yogurt. Just leaving the house today, saw Dak as the new Oikos head guy.
Oh, he was eating Greek yogurt on
television? It was awesome. Yeah, I blew my mind. I was so pumped to come do the show.
How many Greek yogurts did you buy?
That gets me all yoked up. I'm going to buy all the Oikos. I'm changing from Kobani tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to the grocery store, and I'm looking for Dak's face.
Just literally raking it off the shelf.
I'm going to steal the cardboard cutout, Albertsons. All right, continue. So that was number one.
That's ill-advised.
What else do you want?
Far better. But anyways. So you're excited that your quarterback is a yogurt spokesman. All right, there's one.
Yeah, that takes you. That equals W's.
I'm a blue-collar guy. I like, you know, cheaper yogurts. Continue.
Yeah, so that's one.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me if I Zeke for a full 19 games next year.
See, there's the deal. I don't know that he's going to get – I mean, what is – say, best case scenario, 19. What's 19 minus 6? That's the max you're going to get for him every year.
What is this joke? Every year.
Hold on. Trainer, let the man talk. He can barely get words out of his mouth before you're swinging out of the corner. Strategy takes hold. Right. I wanted to understand what's 19 minus 6, Quinn?
Well, best case scenario, you get 19 games, right? But you got to immediately just knock off 6 for off-field behavior.
Yeah. There's a long time between now and the kickoff.
Okay, 4 preseason games, so we lose them for 2. And then we go to the Super Bowl. I'm fine with that.
So you're already, with your math, you're already assuming that there's going to be a suspension. You just see him as a -6 player.
You put my 2018 season with Zeke into a vice and said there is a suspension coming for something else.
So over under.
How many eBay bets do you want to make on the air tonight?
Cowboys players get suspended for an off season activity.
Which Cowboys or just Zeke?
No. Over under 1.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we're getting close to Jerry accidentally sending like a Brett Favre wiener pick to a masseuse or somebody that's on the team. And I think maybe Jerry gets busted next year for something like Jerry Richardson did with the Panthers.
You think he gets?
I'd be fine with that.
Franchise stripped?
I would love. Could you imagine like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Little Flip buying the Cowboys? I'm down for that.
I'm down for that.
Daniel Day-Lewis throwing some money in too.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
A Daniel Day-Lewis, Little Flip, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson own Cowboys team because Jerry sends wiener pigs to a masseuse next year. I'm in.
Yeah.
That's what happened to the Panthers.
Daniel Day-Lewis get in there.
Just power three. Just three of the most powerful men that I know.
He'd be a method owner.
Yeah. He'd take care of all that.
He's elite. He's elite in his own field. He'd be elite in the ownership field.
Yeah,
too.
And Dwayne.
Could you imagine pitching something as Bill the Butcher? Like pitching expansion in the NFL?
No, I can't imagine him acting in front of.
I actually had a dream about it last night.
This is actually the first time I've ever thought about that in my life.
Speaking of, what happened with Goodell versus Jerry? Is all that subsided?
Well, Jerry got really tired. Jerry was on the floor and he was pounding his fist and kicking his feet. And because he's 95 years old, he got tired. And Goodell looked at him and was like, "Hey, are you're done? Are you done yet?" And he was. That was it. That was the end of the story.
Massey, come on. Glass houses. You just turned 30 like 2 months ago. You're getting old too. And
dude, this 30 threshold is so overrated.
I will say
the
Jerry with the Jason Garrett thing, he's leaving all gingers alone this offseason. So he's leaving Goodell alone too.
Wait, this is a big year. Wait, when's the
big year for gingers in the NFL? Dalton's going to win the Super Bowl. Continue.
That's I don't even. You're going way off. When the wedding's this year too, right?
Mine was last year. Thanks for coming. Oh, Massey. Yeah, I was sorry.
I'm getting married. I'm getting married in August.
So you turn 30 and you're getting married.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here, I understand. The way that Graham phrased it, it's all downhill. He's been 30. He lost his eyesight. His wisdom teeth came in. He's losing his hair.
Oh, what?
And he needs braces again. There's all sorts of things happen when you're 30.
Wait, Graham, you losing your hair? Like, not just on the face? You're losing it up top?
Watch it. No, I'm not losing my freaking hair.
I'm just saying.
I've lost a little bit of color in my pubic region? No, pubic?
I don't know. Publix.
Yeah,
in your public region.
Publix region.
Yeah.
You're graying downstairs?
F yeah, I am.
That is odd, man. I don't think that's normal.
Odd?
I'm not sure if that's
a thing. Yeah, that's very odd.
You never heard of a gray bush?
No, that's... That's not how it works. It's
even like Gandalf didn't have that.
Speaking of sports,
you gray up and down at the same time. I think you gray downstairs when you're like 80, man.
You gray up and down. I'm like a yo-yo. I'm like a gray yo-yo with my hair.
No, you don't.
Up and down, all around. Speaking of sports, how was skiing in Breckenridge and not coming to Jackson?
They're not like next door to each other.
they're the same. Their states are share border.
I mean, are you sure you want to put this on air? I did come to Jackson for your wedding. Did you come to North Carolina for my wedding?
Ooh.
Spin zone. Flights were canceled. Foggy day here.
There is a inline on the rotary girder.
How are you on time?
I would love to do a little skiing in Jackson. We talked about it. Let's get it scheduled for next winter. I'm the best skier in the pledge class now.
Oh.
Trainer has a little complex about skiing. Every time he sees me, he's like, "How many paladins you got, man?" I'm like, "Just because you don't ski, you don't have to hate it. You don't have to hate the ski culture."
I don't ski as much as I used to. So yeah, I get a little.
You live in a ski town, and you kind of project.
I can't
your
ski
hate
as much as I used to. Just no,
is that
sad.
Because you're 30 and your knees are going?
Sort of. And I'm doing
a very nervous
exchanges.
Skier.
I haven't seen Trainer ski. Have I seen you
ski?
We've
skied together before.
Well, I guess you were behind me the whole time, so I didn't really see you ski.
He's not the picture of grace. He doesn't have great balance. He's got a large head that kind of tips him each way.
Yeah, I will say I'm kind of a feel-good story when it comes to being able to ski, actually, because of my head.
Like a radio feel-good story or like a Rudy feel-good story?
No, like radio of the ski slopes.
Okay.
With my head size.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Orange on a toothpick and a pair of goggles, and I'm just going downhill.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Point your tips, bruh. All right, so
you think you could star in Radio 2, like Ski Dog, and it's you just wobbling down the mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got potential.
I still beat you. It'd be like Little Rascals, you know, like the nice car and then the car that's kind of rickety that still wins, like, you know, like the rabbit in the hare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big head.
That big head gets a lot of gravity, a lot of speed.
Or the rabbit, the tortoise and the hare. I beat the tortoise with the big head shell.
Yeah.
That's the win.
I don't think so, man. I just don't know about that.
And come on out here and find out.
Yeah, you get the briar patch and then you win. You get thrown in the briar patch.
All right, we got to do this Bravo off real quick.
Oh, yeah. So let me set up the discussion that's about to happen that I know little about. So
are you calling in Hunter for this or is he out?
I wish we had the ability to do so.
So
we're stretching it with one landline person at a time.
Quinn, how long have you been married?
We just did first anniversary over New Year's.
Okay, so and then Trainer, you've been married what, 6 months now?
Mm-hmm.
So when
I don't
does,
know if does that count?
You're supposed to say happily.
Themed party. I don't know. Was that technically a wedding?
What? Which one?
Is Trainer technically married? Because I think it was more of a theme party.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that actually was official.
It was a grown-up theme party.
The costume party that I went to. It seemed kind of legit.
Well, you made it a costume party.
It was essentially a date function. It was a college date function that was Star Wars themed.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the one dressed like Hopalong Ding Dong. I mean, like, what am I supposed to say about that? You dressed up, and that was the theme. It was Star Wars Western.
Some of your friends dressed down. There were some shirtless people on the dance floor.
That's true.
Maybe just some navels.
Yeah,
there were some navels on the
dance floor. I was mountain chic.
Ooh, mountain chic.
Mount Sheep.
Yeah. Hmm.
Back
Hunter
to Bravo.
Hunter was big belly Sheik.
He was. Speaking of Sheik, Bravo off.
So I'm just waiting. So I got to say, after 6 months after August, I need to know as much as y'all know currently about Bravo.
Okay. What, do you already live with your fiance?
I do, but we haven't gotten to the Bravo trust tree yet.
So do y'all watch shows separately?
We don't have regular cable, but we have Hulu. I did catch a little bit of The Bachelor the other night, and I thought this was the crack that really breaks the dam.
She watches Chef's Table and he watches porn. Yeah, they watch shows separately.
Yeah, it's a pretty separate experience.
I think it is like that the day you get back from your honeymoon, the Bravo channel comes on, and then there's pretty much all your recordings. But yeah, all right, let's Bravo off.
All right, go for it.
Are we just going to go back and forth?
How do we set, set some rules? Yeah. Let's set some rules. What are we doing here?
Right,
the shows you can this is an honest game. We're an honest show. The shows you do have to watch weekly throughout the year.
Bravo only, or are we just talking wife in general?
No, Bravo only, but I might have I might have something up my sleeve at the end.
Yeah, have some sleepers ready.
Okay.
Not Nicholas Sparks movies.
I got it. All right, you start and you want me to do it.
You go.
$1 million listing, L.A.
Stripped.
All right.
Oh, he's already
stumped.
$1 million
listing, New York.
Relationship.
That was a good time.
Thanks, man.
Real Housewives of New York.
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
You watched the Atlanta one?
Whoa, dude, what's wrong with that? Are we going back to the T. Martin
thing? Garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more subtle.
No, or yeah.
Yeah, this is real subtle.
This is just, my heart is just sinking as I listen to you two go back and forth. Anyway, continue. Don't let me interrupt.
No. Yeah, this is married life, brother.
Yeah, slow down, Massey.
All right.
Finally, 2-on-1 against you.
Oh, Top Chef.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, Top Chef's a good one.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
We're sticking to Bravo only now.
Yeah. I heard the referee tap the mat.
I thought I heard a toilet flush.
I did too.
Are you sitting on the job? No, legitimately.
No. Oh, Real Housewives of Orange County.
All right.
Gotcha.
Southern Charm.
Oh, damn it. I've already been pegged for 2 upcoming shows.
Whoa.
You can do that. I'll allow it.
Is that allowed?
It's allowed.
This isn't being broadcast, right?
No, not at all. Well, this will never air.
Podcast only.
This is just a couple friends.
Talking. Just
not like you listen.
Us three. Us three. No one else is going to hear this.
I listen every week. There's one that's like a mix of the shows coming up called Bethany and Frederick, which I'm dreading that, but that's about to happen in Nashville.
Real Housewives of Potomac.
So you just watch them all.
Are you done? Come at me, bro.
What was the name of the show we watched?
I'm not helping you.
Used to watch. Speaking of Real, the one at date.
The Playboy Channel one.
Yeah, no. When we were a fraternity, we were cool.
Seven Lives
we
Exposed.
Cool and tough. No,
seven
no, no.
Lives
seven
Exposed.
Seven Lives Exposed.
Yeah.
CNT.
So you see cool what Quinn did there? He deflected that he lost the Bravo challenge, and he went into an old, nostalgic thing for me to get all excited and, sweep me on my feet and pretend like I didn't win.
I don't believe that you're watching every Real Housewife. There's
right.
No way.
Okay, ask EB.
What about, okay, all right, Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, there you go.
No.
That wasn't mentioned.
I see. That's what now, but that's E.
Massey won. No, that's Bravo.
Oh wait, no,
Quinn, you know
Bravo.
What channel it's on? Oh my god,
yes, that is Bravo. That's the best one of all.
Best
for last.
I'll go ahead and admit I walked into Dawson watching that with Adele, and I had to ask what it was.
Wow, man, that's kid life now too.
So I was like, man,
yeah.
There's my life. 6 months.
Okay. That's Crystal Ball.
All depressing Bravo aside, that show is actually very entertaining and a good time.
Yeah. You should get into the WAGs industry. My trump card, since I've already won, is like a blowout. This is Pat's Titans, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
In terms of blowouts, but like,
how is that a blowout? You kept doing Real Housewives.
Wags Atlanta, Wags LA, Wags Miami on E. You got to get into them.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Good time.
Is Howard Stern still on it?
And there's athletes on it. I watch it to do media coverage, sports media coverage.
Yeah,
of the athletes and their personality. Yeah.
Kardashians date some athletes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Eric and Jesse, Eric Decker. Who does he play for, Quinn?
That white boy cannot
catch. You
don't
even watch that show?
That guy cannot catch.
That is not a true fan.
He caught like four balls right this playoff game.
He actually didn't have a bad pass game, but
did anybody on the Titans have a good one?
There was a PI called against Eric Decker that changed the entire game.
That was bad.
That was bad call.
That was a game changer right there. Other than that call, we had the game in hand.
Yeah, close enough.
We were one call away.
Who had a good pass game? Malarkey, because he's like leaving the dumpster fire?
Yeah, he just exhaled. He was like, oh, thank God.
He's out of there. He's out of there. Colts, Kings of the South.
We were up 7-0. Into the first, up 7-0.
That's like when I looked earlier to make fun of Andy, and I said, oh, did you want to talk about the first quarter of the Navy-UVA game when it was only 14-7?
Still competitive.
Talking about like quarter by quarter, how good you can be.
I saw your text.
Be a champion.
Very clever.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, Matthew, where are we going on your bachelor party?
That's yet to be determined, but I'm going to probably stay on this side of the Mississippi, Denver maybe, Salt Lake. No, not Salt Lake. Lake's flame.
We're going ski racing.
Maybe a river trip of some variety. To be determined.
You're going to keep it crunchy.
Yeah. I don't want anybody, you know, that you have to have the ability to not shower for a number of days.
Absolutely.
Vegas
is a possibility. If you don't shower in Vegas, though, you kind of like, you want to shower in Vegas regularly, I'd say.
Were you mad Gruden was already taken, by the way, speaking of Vegas?
No. I think that Gruden is not going to do very well in Oakland.
Well, his brother's doing poorly in Washington.
He won a Super Bowl, bro. Super Bowl.
He won a Super Bowl. He had one Super Bowl year with someone else's players. He's not that. He hadn't coached for 10 years.
XYZY banana, more, bro.
He won a Super Bowl in 2002, Quinn.
He breaks down film.
He did. How much of that $100 million is it all guaranteed for coaches?
I think it is for him.
That's insane.
Because they had outbid his Monday Night Football salary.
That is ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous world.
Hey, all right, before we tap off, what are we thinking?
You're leaving? Sorry. Try to keep you.
Nah, our bad. Didn't mean to hang you, you know, get hung up on the phone.
Yeah.
We're trying to be podcast famous here, Quinn. And you got to help us out.
When y'all do get podcast famous, can you come?
When?
Can we get James Kennedy on?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Massey would love him.
I think you could probably get him on right now.
He does a DJ show on Vanderpump Rules every Tuesday. It's called See You Next Tuesday.
See You Next Tuesday.
I get it.
Oh, it's like Massey doesn't like it.
It's like a funny, you add the letters together to make one word, first letter.
You got to be there. You got to watch the show, Massey. You'll be there someday.
Yeah, give me 6 months.
Almost time to graduate. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be there in like 7 months.
Yeah, 12 months, whatever it is, I'll be there.
You'll be an expert on Brittany and Jax's relationship.
Sure. Yep. I'm sure people are drunk the entire time.
He winked at me.
Yeah, I'm sure some girl gets catty when she's all wasted on white wine spritzers and like says something stupid in front of her
boss. So Bravo cynical.
And then
the uninitiated.
Then some dude with
I was
some...
born into Bravo, molded by it.
We got to go. In all seriousness, we do have to go. Quinn, stay on the line. We'll say our goodbyes. But this is running a little long, and we got
thanks for picking up, not being a deadbeat. Pretty nice.
I missed you guys.
Shucks.
All right, sports fans, that was a segment. That was one of our segments.
It might be the rest of the show.
Yeah. Stay tuned for more. 89.1 KHOL.
Live to shoot another day.
Sports fans, it is Friday and it is segment number 3. That means it's almost 3 o'clock, and that means you're almost out of work for the weekend.
It's 3 a.m.?
3 a.m., I must be lonely.
Very good.
Lonely.
You kind of look like Rob Thomas.
How do I do if not you, look like Rob
oh,
Thomas?
Oh, Massey, if you had an earring right now on one ear, just a little
you
stud.
You mean I sound like Rob Thomas?
Sure.
Sports fans, we are your sports guys. I'm your host, Massey Zeman. To my left is Graham Trainor. We have a podcast. You download it. We had a special guest, Andrew Quinn, last segment. Got a little lengthy. There was some good competition, some
a lot
good
of
back
length.
And forth.
Yeah,
he's a tall guy.
Yeah.
We talked about how married life and my Bravo reality TV series knowledge is going to deepen, depthen.
Oh, yeah, you're going to become a Bravo insider. Yeah. Just like he's a sad Titans insider. You're going to be a Titans fan.
Titans fan have more to cheer about than the Cowboys.
No, that's
yes,
not true.
They do.
No.
Okay. Where were the Cowboys
Dak versus
last
Mariota
week?
Pick.
Dak.
Thank you.
Okay,
done.
Playoff
quarterback
wins.
League. Let's go. Next segment.
Playoff wins by Dak.
Sports.
Dak playoff wins.
Oh, God.
Like that matters? Like playoff wins matter?
Okay, Aaron Rodgers versus Alex Smith. Who would you rather play in the playoffs?
Alex Smith.
Okay, thank you. Mariota got a win against Alex Smith, and Dak lost to Aaron Rodgers
with
30 seconds left.
Oh, my gosh, that is an unfair comparison.
That's not an unfair comparison.
You're just like, really good quarterback or not a good
quarterback? Those are the two teams. Dak has lost to Aaron Rodgers, his only playoff game. Mariota's only playoff win. He beat Alex Smith.
He threw and completed a touchdown pass in the same play.
Oh, the catch or whatever?
Yeah, he You're threw a touchdown pass.
You won't stop talking about it.
Yeah, it's great.
In the bathroom you were talking about
That's
it.
Great.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful
you
stat.
You don't need to like slip your head under the stall and tell me more about Mariota's catch.
I'm just saying.
Well.
I'm just saying. It's a good catch. Let's talk NFL.
A pillory does kill you.
Just don't be so... I'm just a sensitive Cowboys fan. Gosh, y'all are...
Man.
Oh, my gosh, my Cowboys suck. Yeah, they've
I've gotten
forever.
Over it. The Seahawks game was like a month ago. I've gotten over it.
You just... Your general demeanor is you're a defensive Cowboys fan.
I moved on. I've become a voucher hawk. I've made my... With the village this year, that's how I'm going to ski. Mm-hmm. I made my peace with not working for the resort for the first time in seven winters.
Yeah,
and yeah, I'm excited to ski on Sunday.
Let's talk
sports.
Let's talk sports.
That was a sport. Skiing.
Love skiing. Jags at Pats. Tom Brady rumored to have a hurt hand.
It hurt the pinky.
He had a glove on his hand. Well, it was 15 degrees.
It was a leather glove, and it was Giselle's.
It was 15 degrees.
Fur-laced cuff.
Yeah, it was a pretty good-looking glove.
Yeah.
It was stylish.
It matches the Uggs.
So I think Tom Brady had to sit out for a media session because of getting treatment on his hand. He was then seen with a glove on his hand. My theory is Bill Belichick just said, "Hey, I'll just tell him that you hurt your hand or something. Just stay away from the media. I got this."
It was Tom Brady on the Cincinnati.
Well, how many Cobras are going to die in order to fix that hand?
I think Tom Brady just wants to be like Peyton Manning at the end of his career when he was wearing the glove because of his back surgeries and not being able to feel the ball as well. That's my theory.
I think
he wants to work for Papa John.
If Tom Brady wanted to be like Peyton Manning, he would have rode out on his horse last year.
No, he's got another one in him. Look at the other side of the field. He's got the Vikings or the Eagles to play.
Oh, yeah. Here's a really good thing I love about Tom Brady. Look who he's going to beat in this playoffs.
Ugh.
Marcus Mariota,
mm-hmm.
Blake Bortles.
Whoa, then you pick him,
Case Keenum or Nick Foles.
Yeah.
To a playoff to win the Super Bowl. Those are the four quarterbacks he's going to have to beat.
Yeah, this one won't count. This one will be, it'll be 5.5 with an asterisk.
Yeah, definitely.
So Joe Montana,
at least
Joe Montana, take off the Skechers or put some spikes on him. Get back on the field. Win number five. Win number six. Joe Montana will end up being 6 to 5.5.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Come to the Cowboys. Great line.
I think
team chemistry.
I think Pats blow out the Jags.
Yeah, I think they're really gonna leave regret playing the Pats. Did you get that one? LeGarrette Fournette.
Leonard Fournette, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it was LeGarrette Fournette.
Well, LeGarrette plays for Philly.
Oh, Blunt.
Yeah.
Blunt's my boy, except he's on Eagle now.
I think the Minnesota game at Philadelphia is more intriguing.
Oh, absolutely. I think... I'm thinking Pats... I think the... What are they... They scored like... 34 on the Titans.
Yeah, and then
I think at 28-10 Patriots. The Jags defense is elite.
Yes.
Yeah, I think if we're going to stick with that. So we'll stick with the AFC Championship for now. I won't jump back and forth like I always do. Early Brady looks a little deer in the headlights-ish. Jags defense is legit. Bortles, I don't know, makes a few silly little Bortles runs, doesn't throw the ball, keeps it himself.
Mm-hmm.
They run the ball well in the first half. Maybe it's like 10-13 at the half. And then, yeah, Patriots.
Then Patriots.
Patriots go on a whoop fest in the second half is what I'm thinking.
Here's my guess. Patriots score at the end of the half, get back the ball, score the opening drive, and all of a sudden it's blowout.
Yeah.
That's how that's going to go.
Jags will win this game. The best upset in history.
Yeah, I'll be so pumped.
I'm just sad that Quinn, we had him for segment three, and he hung up because he has PTSD from last week. He doesn't want to talk about the AFC Championship game.
It's hard to.
Yeah, I understand.
When you weren't even that close, it's hard to talk about success. We got to go real quick because the Quinn segment ran over a little bit. So let's talk Minnesota at Philly. I think Case Keenum is the better quarterback. I thought Drew Brees was the better quarterback.
Oh, that game, man.
That game was unbelievable. They had a timeout where people don't realize. Yeah. Minnesota had a timeout. You get Stephon Diggs catch that ball. They call a timeout, set up for a field goal.
Mm. Nuts.
It was. I picked the Saints because of Drew Brees. Now I'm like, well, I'll just pick the best quarterback again, and it's Case Keenum.
I went Saints Steelers, so I don't know what the hell I'm doing before the playoffs started. really digs this Vikings team. I think Vikings, Patriots. I think Vikings go on the road. Foles gold goes down. I'm thinking like a 20-9 game. Vikings win.
So something a little sloppy.
A little sloppy, little snow on the ground.
Yeah, there'll be
little
some
defense played.
They might get more.
Yeah, Keenum. I like the Keenum story. Houston quarterback. Good dude. Texas guy. Great people.
wasn't he in L.A. for a hot second? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Jeff Fisher couldn't find out what to do with Jared Goff or Case Keenum.
Yeah.
He couldn't get either one of them to be somewhat productive because he was such a jokester as a coach. But, yeah, I like Vikings, their defense is so nasty. If they could just, like, make Brady look like an ass clown?
Sure.
Fart knocker? If they could make Brady look like a fart knocker in the first half and average. Not do what Atlanta did and just run the ball.
You could just say average instead of fart knocker.
It's going to be, you know, that game's going to be a home game for Minnesota,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the most
at
intriguing
the vault.
Part, which is the sweetest name sweetest name for a stadium.
Vikings overall have a better chance because the Patriots. They have such a good defense. Jaguars, we'll see what it'll be interesting. What the Jaguars do defensively against the Patriots will give us a good preview of what I think the Jaguars have a younger defense, and the Vikings have a pretty young defense, but a little more experience. The Vikings defense is a little better because of that experience. The Vikings will have a good preview of what to do against Brady because the Jags are so elite in their own way on defense. Like, I think it plays into their favor that the Patriots are actually playing. I think it plays in the Vikings' favor if they beat the Eagles, go in the Super Bowl, that the Pats are playing the Jags and their elite defense, top three, top four, instead of the Steelers defense that obviously looked like garbage last week. I think it'll work in their favor.
Let's hope so. It's right now, it's just whoever's playing the Pats, I'm cheering for.
Bortles, Keenum, Foles.
Love them.
Brady. Yeah.
Between those three quarterbacks, there's only one with a playoff win. Well, that's not true.
No. Yeah.
Because they all now have playoff wins.
Yeah.
But there's only one with 30 playoff wins, and that's Tom Brady.
No, that's true.
So, sports fans, that's it. That's all we got.
But he's about to retire, and he's getting old. So, we can't end on you just went on a high note, Patriots high note. I didn't like that.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Patriots, drool.
Where do you want to go to dinner?
Where do we want to go to dinner? Well, I don't want to put you out when it comes to price. I'm not going to say, like, the grill or anything.
$100 a couple.
All right, that's $100 a couple.
It's a 6 month bet. Yeah,
yeah, that's like a trio or something.
What's 6 divided by 10?
What's what?
6 divided by 10. Shoot from the hip.
Oh, 6 divided by 10. It's like 1.33.
Or 10 divided by 6? What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
A 10, a hun- no, sorry, 100 divided by 6.
100 divided by 6?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a little different. That's 1, carry the 4,
15?
That's 40. That's 40, oh boy. This is listeners. Listeners are literally listening to me do math.
Yeah, yeah.
That
10 divided by 4 is 25, so 10 divided by 6 is 15-ish?
15-ish.
Yeah, so it's a I made a $15 a month bet with you. It's fair.
All right.
I'm older. I got to pay.
I'll take that.
Because you didn't pay for anything last
year. Let's do like the local or something.
Okay, that's fair.
Let's barrel roll a local into a night out, a night in the town.
Okay.
All right. Sports fans, you heard it here first. Alabama Crimson Tide win a national championship. Massey goes to dinner on Trainer.
And UCF sharing that championship.
Oh, that's right.
But Massey not sharing the check.
Stay tuned. 89.1 KHOL. We are Teton Sports Talk. Please go to iTunes, download a podcast, delete it, download it again. 5-star rating. Delete, download, delete, download. 89.1 KHOL.